Back in Elizabethan England, breeding fruit trees was all the rage for people of means. Later, tulip breeding flowered among Holland's elite. Weekend Edition essayist Tim Brooks recently discovered a contemporary kind of breeding chic.
When I was a boy, puppies were something you got from the litter down the road, which otherwise would have been drowned. Dogs had breeds, but were mostly just dogs. People didn't use the words mutt or mongrel much, because mutthood and mongreldom were the default state. Pure breeds were only for the rich and inbred. A couple of months ago, we started looking for a puppy, and I knew that everything had changed. My family spent hours poring over websites on which breeders expected us to pay $600 or more, or rescue organizations expected us to drive 200 miles to pick up the cute puppy in the photo. And 100 new breeds seemed to have been invented. Rich old ladies no longer carried Pekingeses. They carried a wide variety of small, yappy things with faces like large old mushrooms. Not just old ladies, either. I saw a magazine cover featuring Martha Stewart holding a dog that looked like a black fungus and probably set her back several grand. I didn't realize how deeply these changes had sunk in, though, until we got the puppy from a rescue organization that saved the whole litter from being put down, and we took it for walks. At once, everyone she ran up to and started licking asked the same question. What breed is she? I tried saying border collie, which is what I thought, but at once I got knowledgeable denials. Look at the size of those paws. Must be some lab in there, maybe some Bernese. Either that, or I got what I came to think of as border collie horoscopes. Intelligent, intense, hyperactive, bossy. Has she started herding you yet? Asked a neighbor. From every side, we started getting these breed profiles, which tended to get increasingly specific, even bizarre. Golden retrievers, amiable but dumb, prone to hip problems. Corgis, zesty but given to vertigo and fainting spells. Cocker spaniels, good with children but liable to give bad stock market tips. I can see it coming. In the near future, dogs will be described with increasing sophistication, the full disclosures of their breeding laid out like FDA food ingredient labels. For sale, Weimaraner, 13% husky, 9% dachshund. Traces of pug.
Weekend Edition essayist Tim Brooks. His new puppy is named Phoebe, and you can see a picture of her at our website, npr.org.